macro and micronutrient meals. We work with nutritionists to make sure we get that right balance, and also sustainability in using compostable materials. We compost all of the scraps produced in our food kitchen, and we also don't use any plastic. So it's a new way to kind of do things, and we also grow our own herbs and greens in-house.
And what made you decide to get into this business?
I think it started a lot, you know, growing up in Chicago, my mom was very adamant in teaching us how important health and nutrition is for our bodies. And I was always plant-based growing up as well. She also kind of instilled this idea of sustainability. We always composted and made sure to try and not use any plastic. So as I grew up, I started to work in different food service industry businesses, and I realized how wasteful it really is and just how difficult it is to control it when you're working for another business. And I realized that there was just such an opportunity to create something for people that they knew was healthful and sustainable at the same time. So it took me a while to be able to combine all of my ideas and make sure that we were getting everything right. But I think we really created something that's very exciting.
And how do you describe plant-based? I always hear that, but I don't quite know what it is.
Yeah, of course. So plant-based is just we don't use any animal products. It's a little different than vegan because, well, it's the same as vegan, but although we care deeply about animals, it's less about animal rights and more about health and nutrition.
Gotcha. And how do you get the nutrients that you need while being on a plant-based diet?
Well, it's all about macro and micronutrient balance. So a lot of what we need every day is very prevalent in plant-based foods. I think there's a misconception around protein. All of our meals have at least 20 grams of protein per meal. So people, I think, get confused when they hear plant-based, but really it is so great for your whole body to have such a different array of nutrients. And it's, for me, I'd say, like, the most optimal way to stabilize your health.
Gotcha. And what are some of your favorite meals that you have in the in your program?
Yeah, so we rotate our meals every week or a lot of times just develop new ones. Some of my favorite of our meals, we do a really delicious creamy kale pesto bowl that has chickpea pasta and creamy kale sauce and cherry tomatoes. That's really delicious. We also have we do different stuffed peppers, and one that I really love is the Mediterranean stuffed pepper that has different grilled veggies, quinoa, and a creamy chive sauce. We also do breakfast, and my favorite of those would definitely be the chocolate chia pudding bowl. So good. Oh my gosh. It has like a creamy chocolate topping and hemp and chia seed pudding.
Oh, that sounds absolutely amazing. So you could have like all the good stuff without going, you know, all junk foody, so to speak.
Yeah, I think, you know, we try our hardest to make sure that flavor is one of the most important components, because I think a lot of people don't realize that there is so many replacements for things that you already love. We use a lot of like cashew cream instead of cream, which gives you that hearty, creamy taste. And also components are there plant-based to replace those things, but it's so healthy for you. So it's really great, I think, to enjoy the meal and feel like you're kind of splurging, but knowing that it's the most healthful ingredients possible.
And I know you do the plant-based, which is basically, like you described as being vegan without being vegan. But what about people who have allergies like celiac disease or something like that, or diabetes? How do you accommodate them?
Definitely. So all of our meals, we can alter them to fit specific dietary needs. We have people who don't eat any grains, so we'll sub out cauliflower rice for our grain bowls. We'll sub, instead of, like, we use a lot of chickpea pasta and different alternative pastas, and so we will sub that out for zucchini noodles. Also, for people who have celiac, almost I'd say 98% of our meals are gluten-free, but if it's not gluten-free, of course it could be made to be gluten-free. So we definitely try to adapt our meals to people's dietary needs. For people with diabetes, I think always asking your doctor before you alter your diet is important, but people who struggle with weight issues, diabetes, heart disease, plant-based food is really important, I think, for recovery in that sense.
And how long have you been on? You said you grew up on a plant-based diet, correct? Or did you ever go on any other?
Correct.
Okay, so you never eat meat or anything like that?
So, yeah, I actually did kind of transition into an omnivorous diet once I got a little bit older. And then I realized, you know, my body didn't feel as good as it used to feel. I felt just more lethargic and sluggish, and I kind of had to stop and question myself on why, you know, why did I switch out of that lifestyle? And I think it was really just wanting to conform or maybe do what other people were doing without really asking myself what the question was. At the same time, you know, plant-based foods, or at least adopting a plant-based diet, can be really sustainable. And I was reading about how important it is for the environment to reduce your meat intake. So I realized I was living such a healthful, happy life before I transitioned into an omnivorous diet. So why not go back and learn a little bit more about it? How can I optimize my own health? What is best for me? And really delve into what I'm eating. And my mom, she's a nutritionist, so she's helped immensely with any questions I have, which is really great.
Incredible. And do you have a cheat food or a treat that you like that may not necessarily be plant-based?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm a sucker for pizza, for sure. So whenever I can get my hands on, like, a delicious pizza, I try to not do the cheese, but there are some really great pizza places here at LA that have vegan options, and I love a good pizza.
Nice. And a good one, too, if you're trying to stay away from wheat, is if you put it on a portobello mushroom. That is incredible as well.
Ooh, oh my gosh, that sounds delicious.
Yes, and you can put your, your vegan cheese on there, whatever toppings you want. It's amazing.
Oh my God, I have to try that out. That sounds so good.
And what I'd like to ask the people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Sorry, repeat that one more time?
Yeah, sure. Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, a fun fact. Fun fact. Okay, so one fun fact. I don't know if this is a fun fact. It's just kind of like a funny, weird thing that some of my friends like joke about with me, is I got really into composting. And I had this whole worm farm situation going on where we would put the food scraps in a worm farm and the worms would like decompose the food scraps. And so I would always like show my friends when they came over, and it was really funny. They called me like the worm queen for a long time. It's like an abnormal thing to do.
That is so cute. But I had a friend I used to work with that used to do that. She used to compost everything. So it's like, for example, if you're eating a banana or an orange at work, she'd be like, can I have your peels? sure, can't get them. And she would be like, and she'd be like, I'm like, why? She's like, and she explained to me the composting, and I was like, sure, okay, have at it.
Oh, really? Yeah, you know, I try to integrate. It's kind of exciting also for our businesses that integrating composting and regenerative practices are really important to us. So we use all of the compost that we produce from the food scraps it takes to make the meals, and then we put that in the garden that we use to grow the herbs and greens that go into the meals. So it's a nice kind of symbiotic relationship.
And since we're a TV site also, what are you watching on TV these days?
I've been, of course, during the pandemic, there's a lot to watch. I really like Black Mirror. Have you seen that TV show?
Not yet, but I heard a lot of good things about it.
Oh, it's really good. It's on Netflix, and it's just like a very cerebral kind of really unique way to tell a story, and I think I've definitely gotten really into it.
Nice. I'm going to add it to my list.
Yeah, you definitely should. I would 100% recommend.
Perfect. And what can we find you on social media so we can follow your company?
Yeah, it's Herb and Seed LA. And the and isn't an and sign. It's just the word and.
Okay, perfect. We'll send you a follow. Thank you for taking the time.
Great.
Today. I really appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity for an interview.
You're always welcome. I'll talk to you whenever you'd like.
Oh, great. Okay, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.